The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Six o'clock hour, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Really appreciate the buy-in in hour number one. The number of you who took time out of your day to call and share your views and your emotions of what America means to you and how you view people who they have a sincerely held view that they are just seeing a completely different country and have experienced a completely different country than I have. And they, from the outside view, are doing pretty well professionally. Things that I would aspire to, they have achieved. I never have ever felt like this country wasn't as much the person next to me's as mine. I've made no distinction between people whose parents didn't serve in certain wars or didn't serve in the military at all. It's their country as much as it is mine. I appreciate and prize and treasure everything good about it. I acknowledge there's some things that need changing. Hopefully we'll get there. The plan to get there from the left is a plan that scares me for my kids. I think we all have a protective instinct for our kids. And I love my girls so much. I want them to be able to grow up in a country where they can worship freely. And I want them to grow up in a country where the values and faith that we taught them as the bedrock foundation of their life, the teachings of Christ, I would love it if they weren't persecuted for that. I would love it if they weren't marginalized for that. I understand in this world we'll have trouble. I promised we'll be hated because Jesus was hated. Doesn't mean that's what I want. I've had it easy, and I would love it if they and your kids would have it easy too. So when I push back against leftist agendas, I do it first and foremost because I don't believe they're in line with how God calls us to live, how God calls us to treat each other. There are some fights that appear to be done being waged, some battles done being waged. The battle against gay marriage in our country, I mean, anything can change, but it's, for all intents and purposes, done being waged. Gallup today says 70% of Americans approve of gay marriage. I get it. It's Pride Month. Not tempted by same-sex attraction. Doesn't touch my family. It touches people I know and love. It's hard to watch friends of mine struggle with it in their own families. I want to respond in love. I don't want to respond in hatred. And I don't respond in hatred. But I don't think truth is hateful. What I worry about is in a country where in this century, 2008, just a little over a decade ago, Barack Obama campaigned for president and was openly against gay marriage. And he would never say that now, of course. And now 70% of Americans approve of gay marriage. If you live your life according to the Bible, you know what the Bible says about that. I'm not in enforcement. I'm in marketing. Look it up for yourself. A recent poll shows that 73% of American voters oppose teaching that white people are inherently privileged. And 69% oppose teaching that America was founded on racism and remains structurally racist today. The same percentages that approve of gay marriage now, those same overwhelming percentages oppose teaching that white privilege exists and that America was founded on racism and remains structurally racist today. A two-term president on the Democratic side of the aisle, 13 years ago, would have said that gay marriage was not something he or his party supported. Now, everyone in his party is out front with it. We celebrate it throughout Pride Month, and 70% of Americans celebrate it. In 13 years, does anybody think it's going to be 13 years if we don't push back against critical race theory and the other nonsense that it ingrains in our kids? Does anybody think it'll take 13 years to ingrain the same kind of radical change in the percentage approving of that, or at least the percentage that's afraid to speak out about that? You already have to be careful with what you post on social media about transgenderism, which is a mental disconnect between a person's biological reality and their feelings. We have scores of colleges around the country where things are said on a daily basis that are reprehensible. And yet, because they are aimed at certain groups, they pass by with headline here, headline there, but no real severe consequences. Case in point, Yale University, one of the bastions of academic achievement, correct? Yes, Yale University, founded as a Christian school over a century ago. At Yale University, a New York City psychiatrist told students she fantasizes about shooting white people. When asked about her comments, she says they were taken out of context. Okay, well, here are the comments. She originally said she has, quote, fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless, with a bounce in my step, like I did the world a blank favor. That's pretty hard to take that out of context. She explained later to the New York Times that she was attempting to use, quote, provocation as a tool for real engagement, unquote, and that her words had been taken out of context in an attempt to control the narrative around race. Pushing back against someone fantasizing about shooting white people in the head is an attempt to control the narrative, apparently. She said, my speaking metaphorically about my own anger was a method for people to reflect on negative feelings, to normalize negative feelings, because if you don't, it will turn into violent action. So see, you talk about, according to her logic, shooting people in the head in order to not shoot people in the head. She won't lose her job. No chance. No chance. Wow. That's our world, ladies and gentlemen. That is our world. But no, that's wrong. That's a portion of our world. That's a dark, evil, perverse, twisted, possessed portion of our world. As our caller at the top of the hour showed, there are really good people in the world. There are. And I didn't get a chance to tell her this, but long before I ever knew what this show was going to be, which it's become an avenue for me to help you get out of situations where you feel like you have no one fighting for you with your board of education, with your job, with your, that's what I view my role here as. My secondary role is to call out nonsense and local issues. My third role is to call out error, perversity, evil, darkness on national issues. But it was easy to know what I didn't want the show to be before I knew what I wanted it to be. And I didn't want it to just be a gripe session. So one of the ways that I keep it from being a gripe session is to affiliate with good people who I've had long-term relationships with long before I came here to work. And I've introduced them to you, and I want to help you get to know them and them get to know you, because I like putting good people together because I believe good things happen when that happens. And so toward that end, if you are a person who's in business and you need an ally in your business to help your business do better, save money, get more value for the money you're spending on insurance programs, my friends at AUIinfo.com certainly can make that happen. Chrissy and Steve and Julie and the other 14 employees at AUIinfo.com understand small business because they are a small business. They were a family business. And Chrissy and Steve purchased it from Chrissy's family. And they run the business and they have a personal touch, a hands-on touch. They offer added value at everything. For instance, when AUI researches insurance plans and gives you the option then to pick the plan, because they don't put you with anybody, they don't force you on anybody, you then pay nothing, but you get better benefits for your employees to help you keep your employees and attract good employees. They get paid by the companies that they put in front of you. They also offer HR, dedicated HR specialist available phone and email. I mean, that's a value, man, and you're not paying. AUIinfo.com is where you find them, AUIinfo.com. You can submit your questions via their chat feature, find out the information you need to know, AUIinfo.com. AUIinfo.com. 621, Bruce Hooley Show, glad to have you along. 844-TALK-989 is our number, 844-TALK-989. Don't forget, my friend Mike Lindell, MyPillow, he can fix your Father's Day gift issues. Not another necktie, please, not another necktie. Not a ball glove, not a baseball cap, not a dozen golf balls. You'll just lose those in the woods. But a MyPillow, you'll sleep on that every night. You'll get great sleep. You won't have a stiff neck in the morning. It's hypoallergenic. You can wash it, dry it, never loses its shape. Trust me, I sleep on one. I love it. Also love the Giza Dream bed sheets. And when you pair those with a MyPillow mattress topper, now you're talking quality sleep. If you, like me, found it more difficult to sleep as you added a few years to your resume, I don't know how he does it, but Mike Lindell has the market cornered on good sleep. I was just as skeptical as you. I wouldn't order until I laid my head on one, and I finally got the chance to do it at the Greater Columbus Home Show pre-COVID. Walked out of there with two, and now one of the other three in the house that don't have one, they have a tendency to try to co-opt the MyPillow on laundry day. So get enough for everybody, but definitely get one for the father that you will be showing your appreciation for on Father's Day. 800-856-9340, you can also order at MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code Bruce. And, hey, don't forget the My Slippers. Mike Lindell engineered those for 2 years. They have the same foam as the pillow, so you know they're just as soft, just as durable, just as fantastic. And they're 40% off right now at MyPillow.com. So promo code Bruce, MyPillow.com, 800-856-9340. Well, now we have no mask mandate in the state of Ohio. We have no mask mandate in Franklin County. And today, thanks to a sweep of Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther's pen, we have no mask mandate in the city of Columbus. But of course, this cannot be done without the obligatory caution that you should still keep your mask on or that you should still be afraid of COVID. I noticed President Biden today was tweeting about a new strain of COVID, and we can beat this thing. I tweeted at him, we already have beaten this thing. Try to keep up. But in Columbus, City Council member Priscilla Tyson says, although we are lifting the face covering mandate, it is vital that people continue to take precautions to remain safe and healthy. The repeal is not a declaration of victory over COVID-19. There is still much work to be done. Is there much work to be done? Why can't we let go of the pandemic? Let me rephrase that. Why can't they let go of the pandemic? Was it so much fun that we want to caress it, squeeze it, and hold it tight to our bosom? And prize it. No thanks. You can have it. Priscilla Tyson. Y'all can have it. I don't want it. I never wanted it. I never acknowledged it. I never feared it. And if you hadn't intruded on my freedoms by making me wear a mask, I would have acted like it wasn't there. And I have a troll who follows me in Cleveland, a guy I used to work with, who tweeted at me in his grouchy, crotchety old man voice today. The person who reads my notifications, because I don't, said, "Ah, so-and-so's at it again." I'm like, oh, let me guess. Gave me the COVID death number. Yep. Some people just cannot let go. Cannot let go of it. It wasn't that much fun. I'm ready to let go. Attorney General Dave Yost. I think Dave Yost has designs on a bigger political office than Ohio Attorney General. I don't disagree with the premise of his lawsuit against Google, declaring it a public utility, and therefore that it should be regulated like we do railroads, power structures, light poles, things like that. I just think it looks like something somebody would do to get a headline on Daily Wire, Daily Caller, Newsmax, OAN, Fox News, for maybe somebody that wouldn't hate being considered as a Republican gubernatorial nominee in 2022. Is Mike DeWine going to get primaried? Yeah, he's going to get primaried by Jim Renese. Jim Renese is not going to beat Mike DeWine in a Republican primary. I don't know if Dave Yost could. I know Dave Yost have a better chance than Jim Renese. But the lawsuit says that Google is a common carrier and that Google collects data. He's not wrong on this, Dave Yost. Google collects your data, monetizes your data, which we all know that. They sell it to advertisers. But then they also prioritize their own services in the Google search. Yes, that seems like gaming the system. You go to Google to find, I don't know, travel agencies, right? And all of a sudden, Google examples show up. Google businesses show up. Google, of course, says this lawsuit has no basis in fact or law and will defend ourselves against it vigorously, which I'm sure they have many, many attorneys capable of doing. But boy, they sure pay out hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits every year. Don't you feel like Google is a little bit like, and this did not actually happen, but it's the, what do they call that when something is, it's the urban legend that it happened. The urban legend is that Ford Motor Company knew that its Pinto, look it up, kids, that its Pinto automobile would blow up when people hit it from behind. And they thought, well, we can spend $10 billion to fix the Pinto, or we can just keep quiet about it, and we'll probably have to pay $100 million in damages for people who actually figure out that they were driving a flawed vehicle that blew up. Again, this is all urban legend. There was some truth to it, but not near to the degree that everybody thinks there was. Google might actually be doing that. They might just do all this stuff that Dave Yost is alleging and figure, not everybody's going to sue us. We'll be dollars ahead overall, over the whole entire world, we'll be dollars ahead. And they are. No question about it. Now, we still wait for a ruling, a dispensation, a charges or something on the shooting of Casey Goodson Jr. The officer, Jason Mead, who was working for the U.S. Marshals via the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Jason Mead has filed his retirement papers for July of this year, but no charges have been filed in connection with this, and they've not said that no charges will not be filed. So we have two new special prosecutors assigned to the case today. Their names are Tim Merkel and Gary Schroyer. They've been assigned to assist the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office with an investigation into the death of Casey Goodson Jr. He died on December the 4th. He was shot six times. At the time, there was some thought that, did he have a gun? Did he not have a gun? Did he have a Subway sandwich? I will say again, for what is at least the 20th time, I can't say it often enough, the Goodson family and the Andre Hill family suffered an enormous loss, And we do not know yet, in either case, although there is an indictment of Adam Coy in the Andre Hill shooting and a $10 million settlement, a record settlement by the city of Columbus. But the families have been exceedingly patient waiting for the adjudication of those cases. And we're nearing the point where it's no longer being done in expeditious fashion.